Amen. Will you turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11? I want to share something new with you. Faith that have substance, the thing that we hoping for. Amen. You know, one day I'm going to start teaching it again. Faith or presumption. People think that faith is just like, you know, come up and you just come up blind faith, you know, or faith, you know, just come to me. No, faith have substance, have focus, have somebody stand behind to make that the word of faith to come to pass. The word of God is the power of God for all of us. Is that right? What, something happened to computer? Oh, there. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it elder obtained good testimony. You know, verse 3. By faith we understand the world was formed by the word of God, so that the things what are seen are not made of things what are visible. Faith that always have see beyond where you at today. Amen. Faith in the word of God, it have the power to change destiny, change situation, and change circumstances. You know, in Hebrews 11, the you go down further, talk about the famous of faith. The people that live by faith never see the promise of God to come to pass. Like Daniel, by faith, subdued the lion. Faith in the word of God will cause you to have triumphant over the thing that you deal with in your life. Is that right? Have substance to bring the evidence that you and I don't see yet. You know, we don't see a lot of the things that allow us here. Because if you turn the light off, everything go back. You turn the light on, everything is light. Is that right? Faith, it helps something. If I don't have the light on in this building in here, if I turn the switch on, I know the light will come in. That's what faith is all about. Faith is not what you see. Faith is not seen. When you believe in the word of God, by faith, how faith come? By hearing the word. Is that right? That's how faith come. So when you hear the word, you speak the word, you already have faith, the thing that you're not seeing yet. So I'm going to use this for example. I tell Doreen, I've been calling her for 2 days. You're on live stream. She never respond. She never answer. I leave the message for her to call. She never call. I make her dinner, and I make the cannoli cake. Because she never hear the message. Now listen, she never hear the message that believe, but she never receive what been promised. Faith always have something of things that you always looking for, hoping for. Amen. That's how God created earth. He created you and me by faith. Glory to God. Faith that preach God, present being the promise of God on the scene. You know, I might not feel good today. That's all the teaching thing. I feel fine. I'm old and healthy. Glory to God. I just tell somebody this morning. Said, you young people need to get old real quick. But the older you get, the stronger you become. Faith always gives substance for us to believe and stand on. You know, sometimes people think, I have faith for this. What you have to back up the faith that you think you have? You don't back up by the word of God, you don't have faith. That's your presumption. So we want to be a man and woman of faith, then we must have the word of God in our heart and in our mouth. That's what the word of faith is all about. Amen. Faith will speak or call those things that they are not, so they were. If my body is sick, I can call, I can believe the word of God. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. He paid the price for me. I don't have to stay sick, even sickness attack my body. I have faith in the Word of God, the one that paid the penalty, paid the price for me, that I can go to the Word of God, I can receive healing. That's what faith is all about. Always substance to back up what you're believing for. Glory to God. It never empty hope. You know, I go through a lot of empty hope. When I married Pastor Bob in 10 years, I never go back to see my family. You know, I'm in a strange land. I want to go home, see my family once in a while. I keep calling, I keep speaking, but it got no substance then behind what I'm hoping for. That's why it takes 10 years. But when you have faith in the promise of the Word of God, it won't take you that long because God have evidence to prove to you your faith in the Word of God will work every time, 100% every time. Amen. That's what the Word of God is all about. He sent His Word to heal you. He sent His Word to deliver you. Because of His Word, we have substance. We can hold on to the promise of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you and me the Word of God is the power of God to change. Amen. I no longer have to have for hope. I can come to the Word of God. I can get into the Word of God. I see what the Word of God is saying to me. The Word of God is the promise of God to me personally and to you personally. So you have to look, you have to find, you have to seek the promise of God for yourself. They're not come just fall in the sky. But the enemy never wants you to tap into the promise of God. He will stop you from every turn. Amen. Now go with me to Hebrews chapter 2. I'm going to stay in Hebrews today. He said, therefore, we must give more earnest heed to the thing we have heard, let we drip away. Let's stop over here for a minute. The Word of God, we got to contend, hear the Word of God. We contend to meditate the Word of God. We contend to live the Word of God. If you don't, that we drip away from the word then drip away from you. So we find something out. So we abandon the word. And we wonder why the Word of God doesn't work. We drip away from the word. We see something out better. Faith always stay with the substance that you know to be the truth. Amen. So he said, therefore we must. So this is the command, not suggestion. We walk away from the promise of God so many times, so many situations. You know, I always say this, and I always will say this. The Word of God have promise for every question you have. Everything you deal with, the Word of God have answer for those. Every oppression, depression, God have the Word of God to lead you out of those things. The Word of God is the power of God to transform you from the sinner to the righteous. That's a miracle that you and I can never see, never can understand. 1 minute you in the darkness, when you confess Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, I mean next minute you become the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. How that happen? Do you move from one country to another, or you leave your body and Jesus give you another body? How'd that happen? See, our mind never can come up with the answer, but the Word of God have answer for every question you have. Glory to God. Doesn't matter what you deal with today. The Word of God have access and answer for you to escape out of every corruption that we see and hear today in the world. We can't escape out of those things without the Word of God. You might have relief a little bit, and you go right back to the same circle. The Word of God is the power that brings you out, deliver you out for good. Hallelujah, not live in a cycle. Verse 2. For if the Word spoke to the angel, proves their faith and every transgression and disobedience receive a just reward. Faith have the reward. David, God keeping the sheep for his father. The lion come attack the sheep. Is that right? They by faith, David attacked the lion. When come to the light circumstance, David go back to what God, what he practiced in the sheep field. He can practice the thing in life. He fed Goliath. He said, look, if God delivered me from the bear and the lion, God will deliver me out of this uncircumcised Philistine. Faith always bring substance. Faith always bring to the answer. Faith will bring you into the victory every single time. Doesn't matter what you're dealing with. You know, I chair one and I'll chair again. When I'm 30 years old, I'm supposed to be dead already. I'm not being here. So the doctor tell me. They have nothing. They can't do anything. Besides, just going to wait away. I never wait away. I always gain more stuff. I wish I wait away some more. You know, it seems like an accent that come on all the time. So they say, you know, you by you 35 years old, you'll be dead. I'm 73. I'm not in the bottom of the earth. I'm on the top of the earth. So therefore, the word of God still works. Is that right? Yes. It's the same really word of God that sent for the fully same word of God will deliver you out of every situation. Yes. Hallelujah. When I come to this country, I can't read. I didn't born here. I didn't go to school here. That's all the school you have over in Thailand in 4 years. That's enough to read the sign and know the number. When I come over here, I find out the word of God that said the Holy Spirit, that he sent the Holy Spirit to live in you, to teach you, guide you, and show you things to come. So that spark hope. Faith come because hear what the word of God say to me. Yes, I can read. But you know what? If the Holy Ghost is the teacher, then I can sit right in here in the word of God, and he can teach me. Because the word of God says he can teach me all things. Is that right? So all things mean everything. Not one thing left behind. Anything I want to learn, the word of God and the spirit of God can teach me how to live and how to function in his kingdom. When I learn to drive, I can read the text. So they have, in this country, they provide a lot of help. So they find somebody that sit with me and read the question, and I answer it. I watch their countenance. If the answer is right, the countenance, he got another grin, and he fade. When I didn't have the right answer, he kind of drop his eye down a little bit, and he head down. I know it's a long answer. So I said, can I give you another one? See, by then I'm seven months pregnant with my son. So I say, I got to drive because my husband works so far from here. When the baby come, I got to drive myself to the hospital. Then he looked at me like, you know, you can call ambulance. What's this ambulance? Back home, we walk. So, you know, in those things, you can learn whatever you need to learn in this country. So today, I can read the word. Not every word. Some of them I can't even say, but I know what it means. Because I have the teacher live inside of me that willing to teach me, willing to show me how the kingdom of God works and function. I know a lot more than the kingdom of God than the thing of the world. I don't depend too much on the thing of the world. I depend on the thing of God. So I learned the thing of God that, you know, I learned to survive, but I'm no longer learn to survive. I learned to live in the victory, what Jesus prayed to pray for me. How about you? Amen. We no longer have the heads and meat, the thing of life. God have answer for everything you deal with. So verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great crowd salvation? What at the first begin to spoke by the law and confirmed to us by those who hear them? Do we hear testimony of people talking about how God worked in their life? How God delivered them? How God saved them and bring them out of the things that we should not be come out from? See, the later on in life, I found out that the disease I have is the birth disease. And those days, they don't know what to do with me. Until I found out that when I get saved, I found out the Word of God have answers. So I sink my teeth into the Word of God. Church, if you want to live the life that God provides for you, you're going to have to make a decision that stay with the Word. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life, the Word can bring you through of every situation you're dealing with. Hallelujah. My decision is when I get saved, when I find out God have provision for me to live, not to die, I give my whole life into God is first and everything in my life. Pastor Bob and I, we sit down, we say, okay, so we find the Savior, the King of all kings, the Lord of all Lord. This is something new to us. We no longer be a first in each other's life. Can we take a second step? I say, yes. Can you? He say, yes. Jesus is the focus of our life, of every situation, everything we do. When you make that choice and decision, the decision and choice that you make will bring you to the end. Never leave you in between. The decision, the choice that you and I made, if through the Word of God, you will win every single time. God doesn't desire for you the loss of any battle that you fight. Faith is the substance to bring the victory in your life of every situation. You hear that somebody come out another day and say, we're going to have to suffer another 7 months. You better prepare yourself. And somebody come in this morning, well, tomorrow the eclipse show up, we all going to die. No, you all might. I'm not. If you want to die, go right ahead. I'm not. If I'm going to die, the Holy Ghost will have warned me already. He doesn't warn me, I'm not dying. How about you? See, we allow those things to pull us, take us away from the substance with the person that we know that we lean and trust. Hallelujah. You know, every wind of doctrine cannot push us and pull us out of what we know to be the truth. Glory to God. So now me and Pastor, we always say, no, you know, you're not first in my life. You're the second. We can live with that. You know why? Because we have to. Because the thing that him and I deal with in the church for 20 years, being the pastor, it can destroy us and can cause us an injury. See, if you don't make firm decision like we do, I'm not saying you all need to. That's why we're still here after 42 years. We don't quit. We don't walk away because the love of God to us is too big, too strong, and the truth of life that we live today comes from the Word of God. How can we drip away from what God says to be the truth? Amen. That's why I don't have scar. I don't have injury. I might hurt a few days, but Jesus Christ, I was healed physically, mentally, emotionally. Not just one prayer and one thing. Glory to God. I am healed spiritually and naturally of every circumstance, every attack. And everything the devil have to throw at us, we here forever until Jesus call, take us home. Or when we satisfy. I'm be here 120. That's a promise. Are you? Are you? The word of God said long life until you satisfy. You make a choice when you want to go home. Jesus said, the life I lay down for you is not nobody take my life. I give up my life. You can have the same life that Jesus promised you. Glory to God. How shall we escape if we neglect the power of God, the promise of God, and your life and my life? Don't allow the word of God to be a second prayer in your life. It got to be the first prayer. It is your life. Without the word of God, you have no life. Glory to God. Life is not big house. Of course, I'm living in a mansion. I can say it. I used to think, you know, I'm downside. I'm not, somebody come in one day and say, Pastor, you're not downside. Could you send me a text to say, I want to give you the furniture. It fit in the mansion. I said, I'm not living in a mansion. He said, do you look at the building you live in? I'm just looking at one other room that I'm in. But somebody, I'll be able to see the whole picture. I already sectioned myself out. After a while, it sink in. You know, you have to work outside, inside, and do all kinds of things. It's the mansion. More work than I thought. You know, not a big car, not a nice car you drive. Like it in the word of God, in the promise of God, that I'm so satisfied with everything I do, the life that I live today. Because the choice that I made to the word of God. And every man, woman, and child have to make the choice how we want to live on this earth. We created by God, come from God to the word of God. We will return back to God. In the meantime, how are you going to live your life on this earth? Beat up or satisfy? My life today, I'm so satisfied. Pat the Bob want to go vacation. I say, well, can we have vacation and stay here? I loved it here. I love to see you come and see everything nice, clean, look pretty, and change some, you know, some doom and gloom to something that bright and cheerily. So just release some pressure and burden for a little bit. That's what the word of God, that's what the church is all about. For you to come in to refresh, to receive the word of God, to have some substance that when you go out there, you know what you deal with, you have answer of those things. Amen. Verse 4. God also bear witness both sigh and wonder with verbal miracle and the gift of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. You know that when you come to church, you can feel the presence of God. Yes. The atmosphere. Is that right? Yes. And you go into the world, you have different atmosphere. It's not the same. Why? Because God demonstrates his love and his peace toward you and toward me. Glory to God. You can feel the atmosphere when God is. It's the same thing. You can go to somebody's home. You can go to somebody's home. You can pick up the atmosphere. Do they in strife or they in the peace? You can pick up just that. You know, strife, it, you can cut with the knife. You can't see them, but you can feel them. Is that right? It's the same thing with the presence of God and the word of God. Glory to Jesus. Verse 5. For he do not put the word to come of what we speak in subject to the angel. He put the word to come subject to the word of God. To the word of God is subdue everything that comes against you. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God can be final answer in our life of every choice we make. You know, I love God so much. You know, the word of God, who sinned, he forgive. I'm the worst sinner of all of you. I have no good testimony to tell you. But I know God loved me as much as he loved you. Because of that, so much sin that he forgave in my life, I love him a lot more than I ever thought I can love him. And I will not stop loving him till I go home to be with him. Because the thing that God bring me out of, the light that he give me, that I never can dream I can have. You know, I sometimes, most of the time, I feel like I'm dreaming living the light of that body here. The world is spinning so fast, but yet my life is so peaceful, more confident in the God who I serve. That the money can never buy, nothing can buy those peace that you and I are looking for. It comes to the word of God. Amen. For he not put the word to come subject to the angel, but he give us everything we never needed. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm a preacher, so I'm going everywhere. But I will bring things together to you, the life that I live. You know, I want to be a witness to God more than everything else. I want to bring the presence of God in the scene. I want to be the body of Christ that can live without, you know, without strife or envy. I want to be that body that pleasing my Father more than any man and every woman. How about you? That's a light that he gave me. He first of everything. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. For our exhortation do not come from error or uncleanness, nor what in deceit. But we also have been approved by God to be in tune with the gospel. Even so, we speak not as pleasing man, but God who test our heart. You know, if you please God, a lot of you can please people. Because God will give you the access and answer how to get along with each other, how to give and take to one another, how to love each other without condition. I love you because I choose to love you, not because you're good and wonderful. Of course you're good and wonderful person. That's not what I love, why I love you. Because I choose. God is love. Is that right? He wants us to love one another. But as we have been approved by God, but let's go to verse 5, please. We're going to read to verse 13. For neither at any time do we use threatening word, as you know, nor croak for covenant God is witness. Nor do we speak glory for man, nor do we seek the glory from man, neither from you or from another, that when we might have made the man at the apostle of Christ. Do you know so that I never make the man of you of anything? I'm the pastor, you're supposed to submit to me. No, if you no one submit, then nobody can make you to be submit. Is that right? We never demand anybody of anything but love. You know, I never come up here and say, you know, I'm the second man in this body. You're going to have to lie up. I don't have to do that. God never will make the man like that to us. Is that right? He wants us to choose to love. But we are gentle among you just as the nursing mother cherishes her own children. So after affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own life because you have become dear to us. Let's stay here for a minute. Affectionately longing. I want to see the body of Christ that have victory and overcome what they're dealing with. It doesn't matter who they are, what background they come out of. I want, you know, we have the Word of God. We have the Holy Spirit. My life serving God all this year. I do have something to impart into you. Lifestyle. How I live for God. And those matter of fact thing that it got to come out. Amen. I want to see you have been successful of everything that you do. I want to see you rise up, not fall down. I want to see you to be above, not beneath. I want you to be the strong Christian that the community never see. So Pastor Bob and I, we invest ourselves in the Word of God. We continue to be the student of the Word of God. We continue to seek God's will and thing so we can bring it to you. So you can see the light and of the gospel, you can see the promise of God that you can that you don't have to be hopeless in the day to come. You know, the Word of God come to us warning, prepare us. I want you to be such as a prepare of every situation that's going to rise up against you and me. You don't have to go look any further, but in the Word of God, and find out what the Word of God is saying to you personally. And take hold of those things and meditate on and get into your heart, get into your mouth. And so when you speak out the Word of God, it will not return to Him voice. Well, bring the answer, bring the deliverer that you need will be met spiritually, physically, and mentally. See, the Word of God is not just a spiritual only. For all of you three-part being. Apply to everything in your life that you can live the life that without missing of any promise of God and you lie on this earth. You know when we get out of here, everything's going to be fine. When we still on here, we got to take hold of the Word of God more than ever before. You just hear what the world tell you. Tomorrow, the eclipse. This going to happen, that going to happen. We have this all the time. Every 10, 20 years. But with everything still here. So don't fall into those things. Because sometimes it means being depressed, being hopelessness. You don't need to open yourself from those kind of bad news. You keep your God, yourself in the Word of God. 1,000 my fall in my right hand, 10,000 in my left hand. Not out in the world, in the body of Christ. You will not fail. See, you cannot go by anybody else, but you need to go by what the Word of God has promised to you. Amen. Nobody else going to stand behind the Word to perform it. But God will stand behind His Word to perform every promise to you. He will bring it to you sooner or later. It will get to you. That's why the life of the church is all about church. Jesus wants you to be a partaker of His divine nature. How is it going to come if we don't learn, we don't tap in to the Word of God and the promise of God? Amen. Verse 9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, and laboring night and day, that we might not be burdened to any one of you. We preach to you the gospel of God. Amen. Verse 10. You are witness, and God also, how devouringly and justly and blamelessly we behave ourselves among you who believe. As you know how we exalted and comfort and charge every one of you as the Father do to his own children. And you will walk worthy of God who call you into his own kingdom and glory. God the one that call you. Amen. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you receive the word of God, what you heard from us, you welcome it not at the word of man, but it is in truth the word of God, what also affectingly working in you who believe. That's the whole goal of us being here, to impart the word of God, revelation knowledge of the word of God in you, so the word of God can work effectively in every area of your life. See, you don't have to live without anything on this earth. When you have the word of God will provide everything for your life on this earth. But you're going to have to lean and trust what the word of God is saying to you. Amen. If I invite you to come to dinner in my house, you think I'm not really going to cook for you. If you don't show up to eat, you never know how good cook I was. You have to show up and taste it. And God do the same thing. He said, come see and taste that the law is good. See, everything you do for the kingdom of God, you can see, you can taste, you can experience the light of God giving to us to live on this earth. Glory to God. I served Buddha for 30 years. That thing never stopped talking to me. It's a dumb statue. Any another God is all dumb statue. Only Jesus that died and raised again from the dead. Every another God that not raised from the dead. They're not living. The word of God is living. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hebrews 7, verse 24 to 28. But he, because he continued forever, talk about Jesus, he continued forever, was not unchangeable priesthood. He is the same today, he will be the same tomorrow, he don't change. Therefore, he also able to save to the uttermost of those who come to God, to him, since he always live to make intercession for you. He is the faithful high priest to you and me. He never quit on you. He never step away from you. He always be at your side. Glory to God. For such high priest was fit for us, who is holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sin, and have become higher than the heaven, who do not need daily at those high priest to offer up sacrifice first for his own sin than for the people. For this he do one for all when he offered himself. For the law appointed at high priest, men who have witnessed, but the word of the oath, what come after the law upon the Son who have been perfect forever. So in other words, Jesus is perfect forever. The word become fresh, is perfect forever. It never changed, never lost power to redeem, to save, to heal, to deliver mankind. He got all together set up for you and me. It doesn't matter what state we are, we always can enter in and take hold of the word of God and come out of every situation you're dealing with. Glory to God. And no another God have this promise to you. They are illusion, hopeless God. This is a true God that you and I tap into. Why we tapping allow the tulip? We can run head on to the kingdom of God and take hold of what he promised you and me, that we can clap, we can live, we can share with one another. Amen. Hallelujah. This gospel is not for yourself, for the whole world. If we don't take hold of it first, how are we going to bring the gospel of God to the world to preach, let the world taste and see the power of God, just like we taste and see the word of God? Who's going to do it? We can pray all we want. If we don't send the labor out there to reap the harvest, how the harvest going to come into the kingdom if you and I don't put our hand and our heart to it? It don't work that way. I got a garden, not a farmer. It's a garden back there. My tomato is stretched right right now. I'm waiting for tomato to go late, to walk into my kitchen. That's not going to happen. I got to go out there and harvest those. How about the thing that God put in the world? We got to go out there, testify of the thing that God done and you like to the world. You the salt of this earth, make them thirsty, make them hungry for the goodness of God. Amen. One more scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 to 16. Say, let us therefore be diligent to into that rest. Let anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, pricking even the vision of the soul and the spirit, of the joy and marrow. It is discerned of the thought and the intention of the heart. The word of God can divide and cut and separate. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what's going on in my life, the word of God can come in and cut something out of my life that I can never cut myself loose from those things. But the word of God can. Hallelujah, living, chop. And there is no creator hidden from his sight. But all things are naked, open to the eye of him who to whom we must give account to. Hold on to a minute over here. When I first get saved, I can't drink. If I drink just a little bit, I pass out. So I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I learned to smoke cigarettes for another while. When I get saved, I say, you know, I'm going to drink. I'm tired from work. I'm going to drink a little bit of wine. Then I can't get up, go to church. I'm laying under the table and I can't move. That's me. Pastor Bob always thinks she's a cheap day. I can't do those. So, you know, one day I'm sitting there, I say, you know, meditate. I'm saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. So I said, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of wine. So you know, you can lend your mouth, you can watch, you can spray, whatever, they all have all the stuff. And come out from my spirit, the spirit of God said, yeah, you can fool all those people. But you can't fool me. He said to me, you are naked and open. Man, from that day on, I'm changing my attitude. It doesn't matter I'm doing in front of the people, behind the people, God see me, it doesn't matter where I am. So, you know, I'm not fooling nobody. Honestly, I can't fool God. So that straightened me up a lot of area of my life. So I decided, doesn't matter in the church, outside the church, with you, without you, I'm going to be me. So I know who I was, what I need to change. I have somebody come up to me, Senor, the pastor always have two lights. One light in the church, one light outside. I said, not in this church. Because you will forget who you are. Exactly. And you live in compromise, like you're never going to change. When you see the word of God say you are naked and open before his eye, what makes you think? It doesn't matter where you function, how you live, you know God see you. So now you be accountable for you subject to change. The thing that we do, we think we hide really good. You didn't hide nothing. Yeah. I'm telling you the truth. Deal with those things. And don't keep those things hidden, because the devil know, God know, you got to know those. If you don't know it, the devil will look for opportunity to enter attack you. Let's change if we can. Amen. Don't stay the way you are. But the word of God, it propelled us to go forward, not stay the same place, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who was passed through the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. Hold fast to what confessed that you believe to be the truth. For we do not have high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but what in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin. So he can help every one of us, to lift every one of us. Is that right? Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Do we all can agree? Today we need God more than ever. Amen. Today you and I, if you not understand that, you don't know that, I make an announcement for you today. You need God more than you never need God yesterday. So don't drip away from the word of God. Don't think the word of God not important enough for you and me. The word of God is really important to you and me today, more than 10 years or 2 years ago. Think it's moving quick and fast. Amen. And the devil, the time for the enemy is about come to the end. He is mad. He will take anybody down with him as much as he could. Don't let it be you. The word of God come to deliver you, build you up, and give you the power and the strength to withstand anything that can come against you. So don't back up, don't quit, don't lose heart. Continue to go forward, because toward the end you will get to the victory. So, Father, I thank you for your word this morning. Your word is good and acceptable. I thank you, Lord, that our heart will enlighten, our ear is open. We receive, Father God, the word from you, Lord God, Holy Spirit. Continue to speak to us and teach us and show us the thing that we hear, the thing that we see in your word today, so we don't forget. We won't allow those things to drip away from us. We hold fast, Father God, to ourselves. Allow your word to go and take root in our life so they can come for, Father God, so we can bear fruit for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.